Let me ask you a question. What causes our faith to waver so often? What causes us to make requests of God and deep down inside our faith is not strong? Now, I ask you that question then to say this. If you and I are living in sin, if we are disobeying God, is God going to hear my request for wisdom? Lord, I want to see things from your viewpoint. I want to respond according to your will. I want to follow your principles. And all the time I'm over here living in disobedience to God. Now, if God answered that prayer, if he, and there was, if the principle were that God could allow me to just continually walk in sin at the same time, answer one prayer after the other, the principle would be, you can live in sin, God answers your prayers, so you don't have to live a holy life, you don't have to live a righteous life, you don't have to walk before God in a sanctified fashion. You can just live in sin, God bless you anyway. That is not the principle. And so when he says here, don't let your faith waver, because if it waves, he says, you're like the waves of the sea driven by the wind and tossed. And so what happens? What causes our faith to waver? When you and I know that we're deliberately living in sin and disobedience to God, our faith is going to waver. You cannot have strong, godly faith and living in sin at the same time. So we do have the promise that if we ask for wisdom, that certainly God will give us wisdom. He says he's stored it up for us. He says he's stored up wisdom for us. He gives wisdom and he stores up wisdom for the upright. For the upright, that is those who walk godly in Christ Jesus. And so we can pray and receive wisdom, but that is based upon the kind of life we're living. As we said before, it doesn't mean you got to live a perfect life, because we learn by failures, we learn by making mistakes, we grow wise by recognizing that violating this principle didn't work, and so I have to ask God to forgive me for that and say, okay, Lord, what is the principle now? Let's say it again, Lord. Okay, this is it. So it doesn't mean that you're living a wicked life. It simply means that your heart is bent toward God. Your desire is to be obedient to him. Your desire is to be upright. You long for that. You not only long for it, but it's the practice of your life. Listen, it's like this. It's going along and you have those blips in your life because we're not perfect. And God sees all of this. Listen, he sees those periods of obedience and he sees this. He doesn't say, aha. No, he knows that we are human, frail human beings. We make mistakes. We fault in moments of weakness. We make the wrong decision. A wise person examines their wrong decision, sees it from God's viewpoint, and corrects it and gets in God's will. And so it's very important that you and I know what God says is his principles, obey his principles, and then we certainly have the privilege of praying for God to give us wisdom. But remember, he says, it's stored up for the upright, not just for people who ask for it. Step number five. This is a very, very important step in this whole search and seeking after wisdom. Extremely important. Listen now. Look, if you will, in chapter 6 of Proverbs, because I want to show you a little something here. Chapter 6. The fifth step is observing God's work in the world around us. And here is a perfect example of that. According to the scripture, here's what God's telling me to do. He says, I want you to go to one of the smallest things I ever created that crawls. And there you will learn wisdom. Now, let me ask you. Give me some characteristics of an ant. Number one, let me just name one. Cooperation. What's another one? Perseverance. Number three, diligence. What else? What's that? Sacrifice. All right. Strength. What else? Worker. Certainly there is unity. What else? What's that? Guided. Determination. Purpose. I mean, we're learning all this from an ant. Here we are with these minds of ours, and he says, look at that 6th chapter and 6th verse. Go to the ant, you lazy person. That's what he's saying, oh sluggard. Go to the ant, you lazy person. Observe her ways and be what? Wise. Isn't that something? God's telling us to go to ants. Now, that'll humble you. He didn't say go to Dr. So-and-so and Professor So-and-so and this engineer, this scientist. He says, you want to be wise? Go to the ant. Get your magnifying glass, get on your knees, get in there where the ant is, watch how they operate. And they can operate. They can operate on your house if they get inside. And if you ever had ants in your kitchen, how many of you ever had ants in your kitchen? Oh, everybody's had ants in their kitchen. Well, I don't have to tell you what they can do. They seem to be very smart. Isn't it amazing that an ant can pick up something bigger than themselves and walk away with it? They can cause all kind of havoc. And large ants can sting you so badly. I mean, he says, go to the ant, sluggard, learn something. Observe her ways and be wise. So when you and I observe the world that God has created and so much that's in it, he says, listen, you want to be wise? Get your eyes open. Look around you. Be observant. Don't be moving so fast through life you don't see what's going on. Look in the 6th chapter of Matthew for a moment, because here certainly is not one of those principles. He wants us to look at something else here. And what he's dealing here with is this whole idea of being anxious. And he says, now, don't be anxious about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to put on and so forth. Don't be anxious about those things. Look, he said, verse 26, observe God's ways. Verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? Aren't you worth more than birds? He says, be wise. That is, look at God's creation. Look at what God is doing in the world around us. You know what he wants us to do? He wants us to see not only birds and ants, but he wants us to see calamity. He wants us to see how things happen in the world and ask ourselves the question from God's viewpoint, God, how do you see that? You see, we say, well, that was a terrible accident. Well, from God's viewpoint, God can stop anything he wants to stop, allow anything he wants to allow, do anything he chooses to do. He is the sovereign who sits upon the throne of this universe, and he has absolute control of all things. And if he didn't, all of us not only would be, but we are in a mess if God's not in absolute control of all things. He wants us to be observant.